I am often asked why I regularly leave behind my comfortable life, my beautiful farm, my incredible husband, to visit squalid and often dangerous places, advocating sustainable grassroots programs that improve the lives of the world's most vulnerable people, bringing attention to the core causes and conditions of their suffering. I go because I must. I go because I love it. But why do I love it? Why do I eagerly, even as I induce my own grief, lean into gender equality, human rights, and social justice work with such zeal? I am, by the grace of God, slowly learning that piece of my own story. I've been on the front lines of the battle against preventable diseases like malaria and HIV/AIDS, traveled into the depraved world of human trafficking, sex slavery, and labor slavery, visited the palaces and corridors of power, engaging the decision makers who can improve public policies. My aim, when I began this journey, was to make my life an act of worship, to be useful to my fellows. To do this, I would witness firsthand the stories of the poorest of the poor and carry their narratives like treasure home to the richest country in the world, America. I hoped it might be possible that I could help change and perhaps even save lives. What I did not expect was that the one life I would change and save would be my own.
So how did a life of service change and save your life? How did recovery change and save your life? First start with the humanitarian work. Maybe we'll come into the recovery later.
Well, I've been taught that I can't keep what I have unless I give it away, and that what I have isn't really mine. It belongs to God as I understand God, which is a word that I don't necessarily like using because it means so many different things to so many different people. And what I mean, you know, by the G word, and a lot of times too, by the way, it's the God of my misunderstanding, is something loving, benevolent, powerful, good, and gracious that is, you know, peace. And a lot of times when I pray, you know, I'll switch the words out. I'll say peace, or I'll say love, or I'll say, you know, Percy, the name of my perfect kitty cat who loves me unconditionally. So, you know, if the G word loses any people, try to stick with me. Yeah, I just don't think I can keep what I have unless I give it away, and the greatest joy I find is in being of service. You know, there's a love and a tenderness that I feel when I'm with vulnerable people that's the sweetest thing. It's like mother's milk. It's the sweetest thing I've ever been a part of, and I can't get enough of it, and I'll just keep doing it. You know, that moment when that one kid in the slum who's been, you know, edgy and standoffish and hard to reach, when they finally crack, or the little girl does that exhale and just falls into me, or the old lady who's working so hard to keep all her grandchildren alive because her children and her children's spouses are all dead from HIV or other preventable disease. There's just nothing like it, you know? There's just nothing like it. I don't know how else to explain it.